awesome. Technology is our friend. It can be a frustration sometimes, but hey, we're in the business of expanding our capacity every day. And what better opportunity than right now while we're in isolation, using all kinds of new tools to pivot your business so that you can show up and thrive during this time. Okay, we are on day five of our five-day challenge to pivot your business online, to be able to do what you do right now, but see how you can maximize the time that you have in isolation. Because for many of you, this is a whole new way of doing business. So you've already learned about using Facebook Live, doing video, and specifically I gave you a template, a script that you can use to do short Facebook Live so that you are continually being visible in front of your ideal audience, because visibility, when you're consistently visible, it breeds trust and credibility. And so at the end of the day, you're going to show up in their mind and in their feeds, but you're going to be the one that's going to be familiar and they're going to remember. So that's why it's important that you learn these tools, because even after this is over, these will be valuable tools for you to use in your business if you want to increase your visibility, expand your reach, and have the world as your audience. So part of that is also adding value and nurturing those relationships. So yesterday you learned about marketing and how marketing is actually every interaction we have with people. Every interaction, whether we're at the grocery store or we are online here or just posting a comment, responding to someone's comment, that's all marketing. It tells people who you are, what you stand for, and what you're all about. So it's really important that you be aware of that aspect. So today I'm really excited because I have a special guest with me, my friend Lori Delk from Tennessee. Woohoo! Land of music. Hello, Lori.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
We are doing well. We are at, we are in the afternoon, actually, Mountain Standard Time. So we are doing well. Yes, we are. I am doing well. This morning, I was thinking, okay, I'm not sure how long this is going to last, but I began to think about people in other countries who are persecuted for their faith and end up in a very small space with their freedoms restricted. You know, they're just in a prison cell for the most part, sometimes for years. And I think, wow, I really have a lot to growing to do. I'm not sure how I would fare in there, but at the same time, I thought, wow, this is a good reality check to appreciate and to really have more compassion on people in other countries that don't have the freedoms that we normally do. So that was kind of where my headspace was today. And so if nothing else, it expanded my capacity to have a deeper compassion and respect for different people in other cultures in regards to freedoms and space and all that kind of stuff. But here we are today, with our lovely group in the Emerging Women Speakers Community, and really, Lori, designed to help these women to pivot their business model so that it includes a whole new way of doing business, such as online. But part of that is why I want you on today was because of the relationship marketing, and you are the relationship marketing expert. So I just want to share how I met Lori and a little bit about Lori. But Lori and I met, I think, a couple of years ago online through another organization that we're both connected to, and she was one of the coaches at that time. But then we actually got the opportunity to meet in person last fall at a conference, and not only did we go to the same conference, we actually roomed together for the first time without meeting each other in person. And, you know, that could be a disaster, but it was so much fun, and it just allowed us to forge a friendship, which I so value today. So Lori is so much fun, but not only that, she's fun, but she's a serious entrepreneur, and she's very focused And she has done amazing things through difficult times in her life and built a business as a single mom that supports her family very well. And for how many years now, Lori, have you been in business?
Since 1993.
Wow. Wow. So she's been doing this a long time. So who better to tell us about the relationship marketing? And relationship marketing has been a huge part of her business. And so I wanted to bring Lori on and just to share with you, what is relationship marketing and why it is such an important component to add and to intentionally incorporate into your business. So Lori, tell me, people might be wondering, what is relationship marketing?
Yes, so relationship marketing is basically keeping in touch with your clients, your customers, your followers, anybody who you have influence over. So of course, on a personal level, relationships obviously include your family and things, but on a business level, it includes all those people that you might want to do business with or that might even never do business with you, but they might be your referral partner.
Uh-huh.
So the same thing of those connected dots, right?
Ooh.
So just like Lisa, you might not ever, even though we have, but you might not ever do business with me, right?
Yes.
But I know you know thousands of people. So if I keep that relationship built with you mm-hmm. to where you have that know, like, trust, as well as remember with me.
Yes.
And you're going to remember me to refer other people to me when you connect with your people that want or need my services.
Right. Yes. Okay. So it's all about just building relationship and keeping those relationships alive.
Right. Yes, absolutely. Yes. And the more that you, you know, one thing I teach is for every month that you don't have some sort of contact with your customers, clients, or people that follow you, or your the people that you have influence over, your prospects, you lose 10% of your influence with them.
Wow.
So that can drain pretty quickly if you don't keep in touch.
Wow. So say that again, for every month that you don't keep in touch, you lose 10% of your influence?
Right. Yes.
Wow. Okay. That's a big aha moment right there for some of us. That's huge. So what are some ways that you have found to be the most effective, or maybe share with our listeners or our beautiful women here on the line about what are some of the ways that you do relationship marketing, first of all?
Yeah, so there's a lot of different ways, and I talk about them in my book, Keep Those Clients, which is a bestseller book.
Yay.
And Lisa can get that for free. I will send that to her if anybody wants that. I'll send you the digital copy for free for her listeners.
Perfect.
But yeah, so some of the different ways are texting. Everybody has a cell phone nowadays, right? And you can text, and that's already included in your plan. So that's a free thing for you. Text people. I put on my schedule for every day to text 10 people and just say, hope you're having a wonderful Wednesday. Have a magnificent Monday. You know, something simple, but just to touch them, just to keep in touch. Just pick 10 different people every single day. It takes you literally less than 2 minutes because you can copy and paste that, right? No business, just building relationship. Mm-hmm. That's one thing I think a lot of people confuse relationship marketing. They think throwing their business at people, and it's not. It's building the relationship, because when you build that relationship and people know, like, trust, and remember you, mm-hmm. then the business will come automatically.
Perfect. Can you pause there for one moment? Okay. So I want to just say to those of you who are on the line live right now, and if you are also listening to the replay, can you please post in the comments section any questions that come up for you while we're talking, when I'm talking with Lori here, so that we'll get a chance to answer those. And if you're listening to the replay, I'll definitely make sure I'll answer those as well. As well, there is a PDF download, just a sheet for you to take notes in the section of the file section, the unit under Pivot Your Business. You can go ahead and download that now. Okay, so right now, Lori is telling us about the different ways that she does relationship marketing. So the first one is texting. I love that. 10 people a day. Wow, that's a challenge. All right, what's next?
Right, yes. So next is social media. So, right, almost everybody's on social media nowadays. I recommend if you're in business to be on the four main channels, which is Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Pinterest. And so you don't have to post all the time on them, but you want to at least post. If you're not on some of them, start out at least once a month, work up to once a week.
Hold on. You didn't mention Facebook.
Did I not mention Facebook? I thought I said that first. Sorry. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Pinterest. Yeah, so five. Sorry.
Okay. Just for our listeners, you're on Facebook.
Right. Yes. I thought I said that first.
I know you're on Facebook.
Good catch. Right.
Okay. Go ahead.
So, yes. And so you want to post, you know, if you're not on any of them, join them. And then if you are already or not active, at least start out once a month and then try to move that up to once a week. And you're going to figure out where your playground is. And you don't want to spend a lot of time on them. So a lot of times when I talk about this, people are like, oh my goodness, I don't want to be on social media even more than I already am. Mm-hmm. I'm on social media literally 15 minutes a day, tops. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm not even on that much. So all you do is you go online, you post something that is going to be something that's going to build relationships. Mm-hmm. So when I teach on that, it's 80% building relationships, 20% marketing.
Good.
Awesome. So when you take that into a social media aspect, you look at it as out of every five posts, one can be about your business. The other four need to be building relationships with people. So that could be spiritual quotes, motivational quotes, something educational, something mm-hmm. training. It could even be something training or educational about your business, but without a sales spiel attached to it.
Awesome.
Right? Yep. And then also for like Instagram and Facebook, more personal ones, you could also post about your kids, your animals, your travels. You know, if people follow me, they see that too. And if people follow you, they see that too as a great example, right? Mm-hmm. And then just one out of every five can be about your business. Hey, sign up with me, join with me, buy this, you know, whatever. And if you can at all, don't post your links. Because if you post your links, that decreases your algorithms from Facebook. Oh,
interesting. So tell me, post your links for what? Your website, you mean?
For anything. Right. Yeah. So if you're saying, hey, sign up with me right here. No. You could say all that and whatever you want to put with it and your carrot of why they want to sign up with you, and then post your links in your bio or say, message me, PM me, comment below if you'd like the info. When they comment below, it increases your algorithms. When you post a link, it decreases your algorithms. So no links get people to contact you, whether through Messenger or commenting below. And when they comment below, don't post your link down there, private message them. Because also when they respond to you by private message, that makes your feed show in their feed more often.
Awesome. And it also probably indicates it's a qualified lead for you.
Right. Exactly. Yes. Yes. And it shows Facebook that those people want to hear from you. So therefore, Facebook puts your feed into their feed more often.
Excellent. Excellent. Wonderful. Okay. Wow. I've just learned a few things right there. Has anybody learned anything right up to this point? Is there something you've learned new that you didn't know before? If you could comment down below, say, yes, I just learned something, or something that you learned that you want to put in the comment. Love to get your feedback here. Those of you who are live with me, hi, Lisa Babineau. Hi, Linda. Nice to see you. Thanks for jumping on. And I know we have a delay on this feed here. So I'm going to look again for the comments, but I know I learned something. So here we are. Are we talking about texting? Yes. Yes. People are saying yes. Yes. How do you do that? How do you post in bio? Okay. We will answer that in a few minutes. Good question, Trish. Okay, so texting, social media is probably a big one right now.
Yes, absolutely. Especially with everything going on in the world, social media is huge. But even when we are back out in the real world and can go and do things, you want to be where people are. And a lot of people are on social media. Mm. Most people have social media on their phone. Their phone is popping constantly about all their notifications. Mm-hmm. I personally don't have any notifications on my phone except for my calendar to keep me on track. But most people
that's
do.
Okay, stop right there. That's a tip right there. Productivity tip number one. You got that? That might be a challenge for people, but I love it. Go ahead.
Yes, that's a huge productivity tip. I'll just rabbit trail really quick there, real quick. You think about a train going, right? It goes chugga, 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 chugga. When it goes really fast, but when it has to stop, it takes a while to pick back up again, right? Mm-hmm. So you think about your phone, even a text. You're working at your desk, you're being consistent, you're working, you're diligent, you're being productive, and a text flashes on your phone and you glance at it. That's it. You don't even answer it. You glance at it. But how much does that slow your productivity in your mind when you just glance at that text?
Mm-hmm.
So I challenge you to start turning off notifications when you get comfortable, because I know it's a stretch for a lot of people. Even turn off notifications for texting. I have literally no notifications on my phone except for my calendar that keeps me on track, keeps me on my schedule. My texts, I check them when I'm scheduled to check my texts, or maybe even in between meetings. If I have an extra moment, I can check them in between stuff, but I am never automatically, I'm not tied to my phone, and I'm not stopping my productivity when I'm working with a client, or whether I'm working on my own stuff and I'm changing my brain waves to check at that text, right? Because I want to keep my production high.
Love it. Now you see why I invited Lori on today. She is just full of so many great tips. I love it. I love it. That is a challenge that I'm going to take up, all notifications. I love it. Just your calendar notifications. Love it. Okay. Yes. Let's continue on. Anything else that you do for relationship marketing?
Yes. So the next thing is like this: Zoom, GoToMeeting, Skype, mm-hmm. FaceTime, anything virtuals, right? So you don't have to be in the same, you know, like I'm in Nashville, you're in Canada, right? We don't have to be in the same area, but we can still be like we're right next to each other in Starbucks, right?
Yes.
So we can talk and it's via phone, but it's via face also, yes. Right? So that is so huge. Like you can talk on the phone, and I think that's important too. But if at all possible, ask your clients to do virtual with video, because then you see each other's eyes, right? Yes. Like they say, the eyes are the window to the soul. If you can see people, one, you can see that they're not being distracted. Two, they can see that they have your full attention and you are not being distracted.
Yeah.
And three, they can see how much you care. If you really care about people, they can see it in your eyes. It comes across, that's right? So and so it's just so many reasons why that the seeing people's face is so much more important. So if at all possible, if somebody's uncomfortable, you can tell them that you're not going to record it. Or you can say, like what I do with a lot of my coaching clients is I tell them I'm going to record this, but it will not be public. I will share it and it's unlisted on my YouTube. Nobody else gets the link but you.
Yeah, that's
and
so good.
You can do that with your clients too. So that way you don't have to repeat things because your clients may call you and say, what did you say about yada, 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 right?
Yes.
So you can give them the link so they can refer back to it, but you haven't shared that with anybody except for them to respect them, especially if it's something private.
Yeah, I do that as well. That's really good. Okay, so wow. I'm getting some comments here. People saying, yeah, that's a great tip. They've never heard that about not posting the links. And about some things here. Yes, people are learning. They're learning. Okay. How do you post in the bio? Can you just briefly touch on that?
Yes. So on, for example, Facebook, you go up to the top, up to settings.
Maybe I'll do a share here.
And then, yes, you can.
Let's do a share. That would be easier. Let me just cancel. I don't think I had my internet open. Okay, let me just try that again. Sorry, I'm just getting here. So you want me to go to Facebook?
Yes. So you'll go to your Facebook and you'll go to your settings. And then in there, you can see.
Sorry about that.
There we go. Yep.
Okay. So if I go to my personal page.
Yep. And see right there where it says edit profile. So you see right there, if you scroll down, Lisa, so everybody, you can see her intro. She has her Facebook
bio
link there. So she could also, right. So she could even say a little bit extra in that, like, why she wants to invite people to her page and then keep the link there.
Yeah. Free, and then, whatever it might be. Right.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
So this is where you
offer that you want people to go there for. Yes.
So if I go like this, free toolkit, and then I put my link in there in terms of, I'll just show you this right now while we're on here so that we can do a in motion.
Yes.
So if I put my free toolkit and I put my link in there like that.
Yep. And then hit save.
Hit save. And now it's in my bio.
Right.
And then it says post.
And you could hit, post if you want other people to see it, or just hit cancel and it's only going to go in your bio.
There we go. Okay.
So there you go. So see, that already looks better. And then she has CEO and founder at Lisa Vanderklok. So that links directly to her business page and some information about her personally. And then she also has the speakingtipsforwomen.com there. So that also guides people to her other URL. And so you can list actually other websites if you want. And also just when you click on edit profile there on your page, you can look at all the different things. And Facebook adds different things all the time. So when you click on edit profile, you can just look there and see other things that you might want to add in there to make your page even better.
Right here, kind of thing, and then down here.
Uh-huh, yep, and then all the different things where, like, that you want to share. So anything that you want to share, you can add in there.
Okay, awesome, thank you. All right, so hopefully that answers your question. Trish, adding in your bio, and you can do that on Instagram as well. There's a place there, because Instagram doesn't really like you to do links anyway, and so...
Right.
It's not as, it's a little bit different platform. So in there, okay, that's a really good tip. I didn't consider that for Facebook. So that's something that I've learned for sure in terms of when you're posting, not to post a link.
Right. Yes, absolutely. And so, yeah, you can always, and look at other people. So other people that you admire or look up to, look at their profiles on their stuff and see what they have, to get ideas from there and how you can implement those things into yours, but of course with your information, right? So we don't want to copy, but we do want to get ideas from other people that we look up to or other people that we think are more successful than us, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, this is really good. And I, one of the things that I talked about yesterday when we did our training was the whole aspect of relationship marketing, because so often we have negative connotation of what marketing is connected to sales. And I'm so glad you talked about that today in terms of the 80-20, that it's 80% you're building relationship, you're adding value to their life. And so the switch, and I teach my clients about this in public speaking, is you, it's not so much, you need to shift your focus about not what you're giving, but what your audience is getting. What value are you giving to them? What's in it for them to even be in relationship with you?
Right. Yes. You want to add to them, like what you said, adding to them. So you think about your bank account, right? When you add to your bank account, it's a deposit, right? So when you're adding to people's life, it should be a deposit.
Good.
You're adding useful things to their life, to that relationship, right? Yeah. You're not taking away, you're not asking them to buy from you, exactly. Right? You're not telling someone, happy birthday, but by the way, come spend money with me and I'll give you 20% off. That like negates the happy birthday.
Right.
Right? You want to just add to people. If you want to give them something that even has to do with your business, then fine, give them something. But it's not, here's something, but in order for me to give it to you, I'm going to take this.
Right.
That takes away from that gift, right?
Yeah, it's no longer a gift. It's a bait and switch.
Right, exactly, yes.
All right, so anything else? One, just recap, we did texting. You talked about social media, talked about just being where people are on social media. So when you're out and about, for example. So you were talking, were you going into another area there when we started in that?
Yes. Yeah. So then also on the phone and like phone, Skype, Zooms, like this stuff like that. Then also in person. So of course, not right now, but when we can get back to in person, you know, meeting for lunches, coffees, dinners, the same thing. Anytime you meet for one-on-ones, for example, so if you're out and you go out into the networking world, you meet people, right? You do your 1-minute spiel in a networking event, but people aren't going to normally buy from you from that. So you need to meet them for a one-on-one. And the same thing in that one-on-one, it could be virtual or it could be in person, preferably in person if you can, but if it has to be virtual, that's great too. But the same thing, you want to build relationships. You don't want to try to sell them. You don't want to kind of throw up your business on them, right? In that first initial setting. Yes. Just like if you're married, your spouse didn't ask you to marry them the day you met them, right? Or that first date. So the same thing with your business partners, you want to build the relationship first. Ooh. Just like in a marriage, you built that relationship dating first and then you got married, right? So in business, you build the relationship first and then business will concede if it's planned to, if it's going to, right?
That's so good because I think about, I mean, I'm involved in different networking groups when we're allowed to be out there. It seems so weird talking this way, but that's the reality that we're in right now. So I am on a regular basis, at least at one in-person networking group that I'm a part of. And inevitably, and consistency is really important, but inevitably you have people come and go, you know, maybe show up for one time, which is fine. Maybe they're just checking it out. But sometimes people do that because they just want to, they think that that's what it's about in order to promote their business. But it's really about that consistency and about that relationship building that really is going to help you grow your business in those settings. Would you agree?
Right. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And and the more people genuinely feel that you care, the more that they're going to want to do business with you or refer other business people to you. Because the same thing, you know, you would want to refer your sister to someone if you thought that all they were going to do is hound her about whatever they're selling.
Exactly.
But if you felt that they were genuinely honest and would care about her and take care of her, then you're going to happily refer them to your sister, right? Exactly. So you think about, if you think about it that way, that, you know, you want everybody to think that they want to refer their sister to you, right? Because that's what it's about. All the little dots of the networking that people talk about, right? It's not just, you know, Harvard Business School used to say, 250 people, everyone knows 250 people, but now with social media and with so much else in the world, people know thousands, right? I've got over 50,000 followers if you add up all my different social media channels alone, not to mention where all my drops have been all in the world between my books and everything else that I've done, right? So most people have a lot more. And so you want to be able to tap into those. And the way you do is you make people feel comfortable that you're going to truly, genuinely care for the people that they refer to you. Because you don't worry about, I want to do business with you. You build that relationship because then that's going to build and do business with everyone that they know. Right. And also when you keep in touch in the proper ways,
yes,
then they're going to remember you.
Right.
That's right. Good. And so another, that's just brings me into another one. So that's the tangible touch.
Tangible touch,
a lot of people, you know, kind of let go for a few years and now it's kind of coming back in circles, but I've always kept it in front of me because I've just seen how powerful it is. And that is sending things through the mail, whether it's a greeting card, whether it's a gift, whether it's, you know, you go shopping and you see, oh, this cute little dress, I know so-and-so would love this. It's on sale, you snatch it for them, you buy it, you put it in a box and you mail it to them, right?
Yes.
So greeting cards is another way too that you can, especially with a system that Lisa and I both work with, it's called Send Out Cards. It's a free app you can download to your phone. So you can go to your Google Play Store or your App Store and you can download it. Lisa can give you her code and you can send out a card completely free, including postage, just to try it out. And so especially right now, because there's so many people that have such negativity going on in the world, right? In their minds with watching the news and all this stuff and not feeling good. Some people not feeling good about staying at home 24/7 is, you know, you can send them happiness in the mail. So the post office is still working. So Lisa is going to post in the chat as well as in your download section, her link.
And
you can go to that site and we've got about 70,000 cards to choose from in there. And you can send your first one completely free, including postage, no strings. Then if you want to send more, they're just $2.75 each. Plus the stamp. So it's way cheaper than stores and way cheaper than you can send anything else, especially customized. So you can pick from any of the thousands of cards that we have online. You can also add pictures to customize it, or you can completely build your own completely from scratch.
So Lori, tell our listeners here, what value has this particular marketing tool brought into your business?
Yes. So I started, like I said, I started my business in 1993. So I started a web and graphics design and branding and marketing company. And I built that business up to a six-figure income back then. And I was sending cards because my grandmother taught me to send cards when I was like five, right? She always said, if somebody does something for you, they don't have to, right? So you are to thank them properly. So I've always sent cards anyway.
Yeah.
So I built that business up to a six-figure income just like that. I joined Send Out Cards 16 years ago, back in 2004.
Wow.
Because they came out and it was a tool to do what I was already doing, but easier and more efficient, more economical, and more streamlined. So I implemented that into my business. They also have an affiliate option added onto it, which is normally only $59 a year. And right now that is even waived to help everybody in this to start building a business. So the same thing, if you go to Lisa's link, you can sign up as a customer if you decide to, and you can add that affiliate option as a tool in your toolbox and have another income stream added on. So
I'm going to share my screen here. First of all, I want to know what she's talking about here is that tangible touch. I read a book years ago, and I'm sorry, I can't remember the name of the author right now, but it was all about this personal touch. And with the internet, the internet is fantastic. But I think this season that we're in right now, it highlights the importance of the personal touch. It really just magnifies it because we're deprived of it in very, very real way. And so even from our home, and I love this tool, and some of you who are on watching today, I know you've received one of those cards from me. So you can comment on there of what you thought about that, whether or not you liked it and how it made you feel when you receive one, because I love this tool. Wherever you are in the world, you can go online. So what we're going to do today is that if you have someone that maybe is in the other part of the country or some other place, and you just want to send them a nice card and say, hey, in the social distancing, we just want to say hi, love you, send you hugs. I'm going to give you an opportunity to do that for free using my account. I posted the link there in the comment section, but I'm just going to share my screen here to show you what it looks like. So you know you're at the right place. And then we're going to just take a few more minutes and wrap up here. Thank you for staying with us. Any questions before we get out of here, though, for Lori? I'm just going to look in the chat. So here it is, called Welcome to Send Out Cards. And you can, so Lori, is it when they go here, they just go here to send a card, correct?
Right. Yes. And it will walk you through sending out a card, and it allows you to do it completely free.
So see, I'm asking Lori, because I've actually never offered this to my client. So this is new for me. I'm like, whoa, they can send a card on my account. This is bonus. I get to give away some free stuff today. So I would recommend you going on there. Think about who you want to send it to, and it'll walk you through. It's so beautiful. It's user-friendly. And some of you, I will warn you. I'll just warn you right now. You are going to be so, like, I don't know. If you like creativity and if you like all that stuff, you're going to be just lost in there when you go in there, because lost in a good way, lost in a good way. You're like, whoa, this is so cool, because you can actually add your own pictures in there. You can personalize it. For some of you that receive cards from me, there's pictures of you and I together, or an event that we were at, and I posted that on the card just as a way of remembering that moment and saying how much I appreciated being with you. So that's what you can do in this beautiful marketing tool. Okay, just to recap here, and I'm going to look at our comments, see any other questions, but can you just recap what you've talked about today in terms of the areas, the ways that you do relationship marketing?
Yes. So texting, the easiest thing, everybody has their cell phone with them all the time, right? So text a couple people a day and keep in touch with them. Your social media, stay online, post something minimum at least once a week, right? Work that up a little bit more also if you can. And same thing, building relationships 80% of the time, 20% marketing. Phone or Skype, FaceTime, Zoom, GoToMeeting, any of those platforms, right? The same thing, keeping in touch virtually where you're not in person, but you can still hear the voice and or see the face. And then when we can get back to it, the belly to belly, lunches, coffees, dinners. You know, anything to, same thing, to keep in touch and get that hug in real life. Mm-hmm. And then the tangible touch through the mail. You know, I'll tell you a quick story too. Sure. I have got, so like I said, 1993, I started my web and graphics design, branding and marketing company. One of the first clients I got was a bus coach company. It's like those huge buses that like country music stars ride in, right? Or whatever. Yeah. So, and this client, his secretary clipped out of a newspaper a little thing that said, oh, one day I will have my own website. And it was a picture, a cartoon like, of a girl sitting at a laptop with her computer, and then a little spider in the corner building its web, right? Because it was when the internet first came out. It was back in 1993.
That's good.
And she sent me that. She didn't have to do that, right? It was a tangible touch. She didn't have to do it, but she clipped it out. It didn't cost her any money but the time to clip it out, address the envelope, and put the stamp on it, right? But I still have that to this day. Wow. On my file cabinet. I saved that little clipping, and I kept it. All wow. These years. I mean, that was literally 27 years ago. Hmm. And I still have it, right? Wow. And I still can tell that story. And I remember it vividly, right? From that long ago. That's how much of an impression it made on me, that she took the time to remember me, you know? And that's one huge thing about that tangible touch, is people can save it. And especially in this digital world, a lot of people don't save pictures, right? They post them on Facebook and Instagram and stuff, but they don't save them. Yes. When they post them, you can capture them and throw it on a 5x7 card and send it to them and then say, I just wanted to capture this moment so you could cherish this memory.
Cool. I love it. I love it. And I know you have tons of stories about different clients that you have who have used this method of marketing, relationship marketing, whether the brick and mortar, you know, service base, whatever it is, and has just really seen an increase in their business, as well as just expanded their influence within the reach, the region that they're in, or like real estate agents, spas, all kinds of people. I know that you've got tons of stories. So thank you so much. Any last minute questions here before we sign off? Okay, so the challenge is this. I want you to take, and if you want to, if you put it in the comments section, I'll hold you accountable, and you're accountable before everyone. This is a great exercise to do, to actually put it into print so that you're held accountable. Which of these areas really stood out for you as something that you want to focus on doing even in the next couple of weeks here, whether it be increasing, you know, being intentional about the daily texting, being intentional about your online posting, being intentional about sending out tangible touch, being intentional about where you actually are finding out where the playground is, which platform. So which one of these kind of stood out to you as an area you want to focus on? Because listen, we can be really overwhelmed and say, wow, there's so many things that I could be doing. And it's true, you could be, but choose one. Just choose one right now. Maybe set a week, just like you did this week, a 5-day challenge. Set yourself a challenge next week. Okay, this week I'm going to do this. And then just test it out. Stay with it. And then the next week you might try something else. And then the next week. And then you'll discover, just to kind of monitor the response and even gauge how it impacts the relationships in your life as well. And then from there, begin to expand out. Like one of my mentors, Craig Valentine, said to me years ago, which was, you know, a great piece of advice. He said, change small, but change often. So small changes over, you know, regularly, consistently over a period of time is better than a flash in the pan one time. And then, you know, a month or two down the road, do something else. Do it. Small changes every day will move you closer to your goals and give you greater sense of fulfillment in your life and professional life. So, all right, I'm going to let you go, Lori. Thank you so much. This has been so much fun. You've given us so much to think about, so many great tips, and I just value you as a person, as a friend, and I just bless you in all that you do in this season of isolation, that you will be completely blessed in all that you do with your relationships and your business. So thank you. Thank you so much. You're welcome. Bye, everyone. Make sure to download the PDF, and I'll be in touch with you, but for sure, go online, send a card. It's free. It's on me. So go ahead and send it out to someone you love and see what impact it makes. Have a great day. Bye.